1-1 tie score. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Drew Peden is on the mound for the Thunderbolts. His first offering is over the outside corner for strike one. Terry McClure, Dalton Wheat, Brian De La Rosa do up for the Crushers. Lake Erie led the majority of this game, trying to get that lead back. As McClure takes a strike over the inside corner, nothing and two. Terry McClure's got the only RBI for Lake Erie today. That came on a bases-loaded ground out back in the first. Drew Peden starting his first fresh inning here. Misses low for a ball, 1-2. Peden came in with a man at first last inning and got the final out on the first pitch he threw. On the season now, Peden has inherited 28 base runners. Only seven of them have scored. Easy math, 25%. I like easy math. There's a pop-up, shallow right. Tim Zier backs up. Second baseman on the shallow outfield grass makes the catch. One away. As in most Frontier League locations, the outfield grass here comes in quotation marks. It's actually artificial turf. This turf was installed in 2009, the first year of the Crushers and of what was at the time known as All-Pro Freight Stadium. When it was initially built, this ballpark did have two natural surfaces, the pitcher's mound and the batter's circle. A few years back, they changed the batter's circle and made that turf as well. Dalton Wheat swings through a strike. It's 0-1. And then a year or two after that, they changed the pitcher's mound as well. So now everything here is artificial. There's a bunt back to the pitcher's mound. Peden picks it up, throws to first, and retires Dalton Wheat. Bunted a little bit too hard back to the pitcher by Wheat. Two up, two down. Peden has retired all three men that he's faced. And that brings up Brian De La Rosa. 1-1 score in the bottom of the sixth inning. We're only scheduled to go seven. But with the game going as it is right now, you never know. Could go a little bit longer than that. De La Rosa is 0 for 1. He struck out swinging in the fourth. He was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. Just five total hits in this game, three for the Thunderbolts, two for the Crushers. Lake Erie's two hits have both come with two outs and the bases empty, so they have not been impact hits. Strike one called on De La Rosa. And they've come from the 8 and 9 batters in Lake Erie's order. Two guys who went a combined 0 for 10 on Tuesday night. Ball one on De La Rosa, the count is even. Game two of the doubleheader coming up a little bit more than a half hour after the conclusion of game one. It'll feature Patrick Ledet of the Thunderbolts pitching against Lake Erie's Justin Sinibaldi. There's a grounder up the middle and through out to center. A base hit for De La Rosa. So there's the third hit of the game for Lake Erie. They've still all come with two outs and nobody on. And now their hits have been procured by their 7, 8, and 9 batters. Going in order, in fact, backwards order. It was their 9 hitter who got their first hit, their 8 hitter who got their second hit, and now their 7 hitter gets their third. If they have to wait all the way till the number 6 batter comes up to get another one, they're in trouble. Doug Trimble takes strike one. Trimble 1 for 2 with a double and a strikeout. Oh and one count. There's a ball downstairs. It's 1-1. In the seventh, the Thunderbolts have Balkwill, Beck, and Robertson due up. Those are the guys who did the damage last time around when they were able to score their run in the fifth. Popped up foul behind home plate, off to the right side slightly, out of play. It's 1-2 now on Trimble. Drew Peden trying to score to go a scoreless inning in a third. Peden sets, side-arming, right-hander, delivers, and it misses for a ball, 2-2. Bolts take the bus after this game ends today up to Northern Michigan. End the season with three games at the Traverse City Beach Bums. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, grounded down the third base line and foul. Still 2-2. Brian De La Rosa, who did nearly steal a base today, got a huge jump over at first base but with two strikes. Trimble had to take the swing and fouled it off, so De La Rosa goes back to first. De La Rosa does have 6 steals this year, pretty good total for a catcher. Pickoff throw to first base. This time sends De La Rosa back to the bag. When I say he nearly stole a base, he did take the bag, but Doug Trimble then was called for interference, getting in the way of Larry Balkwill on his swing. And so De La Rosa was ruled out, despite making it into second base initially, safely. Ball three low, the count is full. So De La Rosa will definitely be off on this pitch, meaning something down the lines or into one of the gaps for Trimble would give Lake Erie the lead. 3-2 count. Trimble takes ball four inside, another walk. That's the fifth one of those issued by Thunderbolt hurlers today to go along with three hit batters. Five walks, so eight free base runners total. Meaning that despite the fact that the Crushers have only three hits, they have had more than their share of opportunities. They've left at least one man on base in every inning so far. Six in all through five innings. And Nick Rourke's got a chance to drive in a run here with men at first and second and two down. And at the very least, Trimble's walk there ensured that Aaron Hill will get to lead off the seventh inning. You get the top of the order up to start that one. Strike one called on Rourke. And that is if Rourke is retired, of course. If Rourke reaches, then that walk has an even bigger impact. Heaton sets for the 0-1. Downstairs for a ball, 1-1. That's our score, 1-1. Crusher's got a Terry McClure RBI ground out in the first. Thunderbolts got an RBI single from Omar Obregon in the fifth. Drew Peden wearing the pant legs down today, which is a different look for him. Gets the sign from Balkwill, sets, and looks back to second base. Brian De La Rosa returns to the bag, nobody covering, and looking for a pickoff throw there. Drew Peden has picked seven men off at second base over the course of this season. Best move in the Frontier League. Ball high, 2-1. As we've noticed over the last couple of weeks, though, teams have started to catch on. He has seen every Frontier League team now. So these opposing managers are used to that move, and they give their players instructions. Do not stray far from the bag at second when Drew Peden is on the mound. 2-1 on Rourke. Ball three outside. Peden got off to a strong start this inning. Two quick outs. But then the single to Brian De La Rosa kept the inning alive. Trimble on a seven-pitch battle drew a walk. And now it's 3-1 on Nick Rourke. Peden is in danger of loading the bases with the top of the order coming up next. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's full. Crushers did load the bases once in this game. They did it without a hit in the first inning. A walk and two hit batters. And they got one run out of that spot. Peden gets the sign from Larry Balkwill. Right-hander down into his stoop, sets for the 3-2. It's tapped foul. Peden's got an interesting look on the mound. Pulls his glove up with the left hand and places it on his chin as he stares in at the catcher to get the sign. And then as he comes into the set position, he lowers his glove, brings his throwing hand into it, and he hunches over. He's a side armor, dipping down close to submarine style. There's a grounder up the middle. Obregon moves over, gloves it, throws to first, and ends the inning. 6-3 put out, and the Crushers do not capitalize on a hit and a walk in the sixth. We head to the seventh inning. Still tied up, 1-1. This is Thunderbolts Baseball on WXAV.